last time in. His last trial, I thought, was good, pretty good, and it looks like he's right. He'll go back and he'll run on strong down the long straight. I think he's the best horse in the race, and I'm going to go with him. Salerno's won two at Randwick in June and July, one on a heavy and one on a good, back on his home track. He'll be strong late. Aspiring's going very good for Todd Howlett, 3 seconds in a row. And number three, best of the others in the race, Arise Augustus, absolutely flying for Terry Evans, won its last two at Coffs and Taree. That is a terrific race, the Hurricane Andrew, and the speed will be on from the start.
And those full numbers?
The numbers are 4, 5, 6, 3.
4, 5, 6 and 3. And the last, the Provincial Cup, a benchmark 70 race. Calypso Bay is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite. Open race, though, it's at $5. Kokopu at $5.50 and Angazi number 14 at $8.
Very open race, big field. They've had a great response to this Provincial Cup. I'm with Calypso Bay, Chris Lees's horse. He's a high chap. 5-year-old first up. He bolted in a race at Canterbury back in June over the mile, won by over 3 lengths. He only got beat 2 lengths at Warwick Farm to another snappy. He had one more run and went to the paddock. I thought the trial the other day, Aaron Bullock rode him. He got back and he pushed him along and he went home okay. Aaron's only had one ride back after a 6 month break with weight problems. He won a race at Tamworth, the Spring Cup on Tuesday. So Ben Smith, and he's got quite a few rides for Chris today, and he did tell me, Aaron, the other night when we had the awards, I think he was down to about 58 kilos or so, and he's working hard to get the weight down. He's a good kid and a good rider, and I think this will win. Number 9 for second, Sassity went really good on this track, 2 starts back at lead, run down in the last bit, since failed at Hawkesbury. But back here, it'll be hard to beat. Was with Greg Bennett with Kim Waugh these days. Number 14, I gave it some hope. Angassi for Mark Newnham. Only got beat a length and a half first up at Canterbury. Had good some good Victorian form last time in. Obviously, was it with Mark then. And number 11 is my fourth pick in the
Alley of race. Walking.
I'm getting old, Andrew. I'll tell you, these pages, they're on either it's them or me. What was its note?
Alley of Walking.
Yeah, yeah. It's going terrific for Graham Brown. Ran a lot of good consistent form and not without a hope.
4, 9, 14 and 11 in the last there for
exactly.
Gary. Going back to the second race for the best bet?
Yeah, mate. The first two are the best bet. You've got to take $1.80 or 90. The first one, number two, race one, number two, in Prince, and the other one of Bjorn Baker's in race two, number 4, which is African Rainbow.
Good on you, mate. We'll hear you from Newcastle right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley previewing our provincial program there on the course proper again, and as I say, that rail just out between the 8 and 400 metres. We're going to take a break, and then Paul Joyce is joining us to have a look at every race at Randwick.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Get ready for bushfire season this weekend. Your local RFS brigade will have heaps of activities to get your home and family fire ready this weekend. Are you ready? Cowan, the M1 Pacific Motorway, a breakdown. He's southbound. Piblin and Tarramurra, steady flow of traffic on the Pacific Highway. Make its way up towards the M1. Through Pennant Hills, Pennant Hills Road, rather busy into Thornlea and the M5. It's okay in both directions. Spring is here. Start your home renovations now. Buy travertine pavers from just $49.95 per square metre. Only from Amber Tiles. Amber has the answer. I'm Ian Wallace, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Jarlow's pies are the best pies in Australia. They are my favourite pie. An all Australian owned and family operated business, Jarlow's pies produce only the best quality premium pies. A magnificent range using only 100% lean Aussie beef, including Jarlow's Junior Pie 12 packs. Just perfect for the kids, Mum. Jarlow's pies available in all Coles and IGA stores, and if they're not there, please ask for Jarlow's by name. At Jarlow's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love our $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, two more hours of non-stop setting up your race day, and then we've got it all for you this afternoon. Wherever you are, you can listen to us on the Tab app, radio, digital radio. It's all there for you, and we're on the radio app as well, the radio industry app, the only racing station on that app. So you can listen to us anywhere you go. We'll have all the cover with Brad Davidson, Darren Flindell, interviews with Greg Radley, Lizzie Jelfs, Ron Duffersey. But at 10 o'clock every week, we get the latest on the track. And Navesh Ramdani's out there. Morning, Navesh.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
How's that wind? Is it starting to pick up, or are we okay at this stage?
Yeah, no, it most certainly has. It was a northwesterly wind earlier this morning. It was just very light, but it's picked up again, and it's coming more westerly at the moment, and they are forecasting that to change a little bit more to the south as well as the afternoon progresses. So looking for about a southwesterly breeze around about 20 to 30 k's an hour with the odd gust every now and again.
Okay, so we'll monitor that as we go. How are the conditions out there?
Yeah, look, it was overcast this morning. Looking up out towards the west, it's starting to clear up, so it's going to be a mostly sunny afternoon. There will be that breeze blowing. Track a good three with a Peno of 4.95. So it's all shaping up to be a great day for racing today, Andrew.
It is. I know you get close to Winx when she goes out and when she comes back and things like that, mate. It must give you up close and personal a bit of a buzz.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's pressure all around. And, I absolutely love seeing her go out and coming back a winner. So it's certainly looking forward to that as well.
Enjoy it out there, mate. It's a terrific day. Thanks for your time, Navesh.
Thank you very much, Andrew. All the best.
The members' gates at Randwick open at 10:45. The general admission gates open at 11. And it's going to be really on out there. There's some terrific racing every day, right through the spring, but today in particular. And Paul Joyce has done all the form. Morning to you, Joycey.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. And yes, a lovely day in Sydney. Looking forward to seeing Winx, of course. And it's a great nine race car. Some smallish fields, Andrew, but winners are there.
They are. I'm going to do the markets. Quinny's been held up somewhere else. We know where his legions are. So I'm going to be taking us through the markets here. And in the first, Paul, Lala Brook, number four, Greg Ryan comes down. It's currently at $4.20. Five Oakfield Time at $4.60. And down the bottom, number 10, She Knows at $4.80. Now, it opened today at 5. It's been into $4.80. And Lala Brook opened today at $5, is now into $4.20. So a good, confident move for the Greg Ryan mount here in the first. How does it set up with pace?
Yeah, well, both those runners will go forward, Andrew. Lala Brook and She Knows. But there's the other speed as well in the race. Oakfield Time will kick up and make them do a bit of work. And as we see with most of these highways, especially over 1,000, they're not going to take any time to get into the swing of things. I've gone 10, 3, 5 and 6, Andrew. Number 10 on top, She Knows. We haven't seen a trial from her, but Danny Williams trained. The money's been there from the moment the market's open. That's a great sign. And her last start was a very easy win at Goulburn over the 1,000 metres. It was only in a maiden, but she'd only had the two starts in saying that. So I still think there's upside with her. To beat number three, Surprise Party, who's had three wins over the 1,000 metres already in her six-start career, Maddie Dale and Brodie Loy combining. The five, Oakfield Time, an impressive winner first up at Muswellbrook, another one that's going to have speed and be right up on the pace from the word go. And I thought number six, Hyde Dieck, was worth throwing into the multis, resumed off a very long spell, went second behind the handy Nick on the Run at Muswellbrook first up. So 10, 3, 5 and 6. I do have respect for number four, Lala Brook. I just thought from that gate, he may have to do a touch too much work.
Okay, so 10, 3, 5 and 6 in the first from Paul. Race 2, Imposing Lass and My Nordic Hero came out this morning. It's going to probably run next week. Chris just wanted that extra week. The favourite is down the bottom, number 10, Royal Navy. It opened today at $3.50. It's been into $3.30 and now currently $3.20, number 10, Royal Navy. Up there, number 3, Emberley. It opened this morning at 6. It's now at $5. Valadero's gone 4.40 into 4, back out to 4.20. And Reby the Red's been 6 into 5. Prada Miss is pretty solid at 8.50. It's always had a bit of a push, hasn't it, Royal Navy, right through its racing career, Paul?
Yeah, it has, Andrew. And look, he's delivered on occasion, and he's probably let punters down on occasion. But the punters are going with him today. I've got him second picky. Should get a decent run just behind the speed here, which will be set by Embley and Veladero. But I've gone 3, 10, 9, and 4. I'm sticking with Embley now that he's regained his form. His first two runs this time in suggested he was in for a good prep, and then he just had everything go wrong at Randwick the day behind coming through where he finished last. But he turned that around quickly. It was a good aggressive ride by Kieran McAvoy last start straight to the front. And I think from that soft draw today, Jason Collett's basically going to land first or second in the run. I think he'll be in the right spot turning for home in a small field, and he'll be very hard to beat. The 10 Royal Navy, well, if you'd backed him last start, you probably thought you'd won as they crossed the line, but he didn't get that photo. He couldn't run down Art of Excellence, who'd opened up a massive lead in the race. He should be right at his peak now. He's on the limit weight, so no more excuses if he can't get the job done today. For third, Andrew, I've got number 9 here, Prada Mist. She's basically a highway handicap sort of horse, but her last two runs, benchmark 80, benchmark 74, shows that she can mix it in the regular Saturday company. And I thought number 4, Veladero, who had no luck first up. That was his first run as a gelding. The money had come for him that day behind Washington Heights, but he got posted deep and never really figured he could definitely improve today second up. So I've gone 3, 10, 9 and 4, but I'll be backing Embley to win again.
Righto, for Bjorn and Jason Collett. To race 3, the Heritage. With tab.com running down in saddlecloth order. Single Bullet's been 440 out to 460. Vera Dean's been 6 out to 650. Goodfella, 14 and solid. The Mighty Fed's been 18 out to 19. Now, the joint favourites are the Godolphins. Marla Hat number 6, it's been 3 out to 310. And Marsupial number 7's been 330 into 310. They're joint favourites right now. And the Gerald Ryan runner, Album in number 8, it's been 19 out to 21, and Gerald told us this morning that that horse will be settling back in the field today, Paul.
Well, that's good, Andrew. That's where I've got him, trying to settle off the pace at least, if not in the, I don't think it'll be in the first two or three. The speed here should come from Malahat, actually, the joint favourite, and I think he'll get across reasonably well. I can't see anything else really taking him on unless Single Bullet or Lights decide they really want to press on. And that's why I've gone with him. I've gone 6-2-7-1. I've a massive opinion of this Malahat. First up, they rode him quietly off a wide gate around Canterbury. He rocketed home to go down in a close photo. Bounced back off a better draw second up with Huey Bowman aboard, and he was much too good for Rockefeller and Bright Future. I think Huey Bowman sticking today is a great sign out of the three Godolphin horses. He's the one I want to stick with, and I think he'll be in the right spot, up on speed, making his own luck. Danger, number 2, Viridine, hard to knock him. 2 starts, 2 very good wins in races that have produced a bit of form. Been trialling strongly. He's got a lovely soft gate for Brenton Abdullah. And the stablemate, Marsupial, well, I backed him first up to beat Tango Rain. He wasn't disgraced. He tried very hard, but Tango Rain was just too sharp around the Rose Hill 1100. I think the Randwick 1100 will suit him better, and he'll be ridden just off pace and try and pounce on them late. So, look, I think Godolphin have it covered either way it falls, Andrew, with 6, 2 and 7. And I've got number 1 Single Bullet into 4th. Definitely add some interest if he could regain that absolute top form that he showed beating She Will Run in a trial 2 trials back. And then his last trial behind Ball of Muscle, he wasn't asked to do anything. So he's probably the knockout for the Godolphin trifecta, but I think they can trifecta it. 6-2-7-1.
6-2-7-1 for Paul in race 3. Race 4, the Bill Ritchie. This is the first leg of the Big 6 today. Projected pool of around 200,000. If you want to play, it begins with this race, race 4, at 2 o'clock. And in the market, down the order here, number 3, Tom Melbourne, opened this morning at 2.90. It's now out to $3.10. For Burning Passion, gee, this has been a move. It opened earlier in the week at 8. It's opened this morning at 7, and it's now $4.80. So 7 into $4.80 this morning, Burning Passion. Down to 7 coming through has been 2.70 into 2.20. And no doubt number 9 has been 12 into 10. So there's been a few back here. Burning Passion coming through the favourite, and no doubt at longer odds.
Yeah, Andrew, look, first leg of the Big 6, and I think it's a gettable Big 6 today. I'll be having a crack. Number 4, Burning Passion, and 7 coming through. Look, the two on paces here, and they can probably dominate with Tom Melbourne camping just in behind them. I've gone 7-3-2-4. I'm a big coming through fan. He's always promised a lot. He's already won 3 from 8 with 3 placings, so his record's already very good. 53 kilos coming off that first up win. He gets the on-pace favours here. He's extremely hard to beat. He's one of the best bets of the day. Number three, Tom Melbourne. Great effort in the tramway behind Happy Clappy. You'd have to think that's good form, but until he comes out and wins one, you've always got that little doubt in your mind. Two, Havana Cool, though. Well, he's got great first-up stats, but I can't imagine this race will pan out perfectly for him today. And as for Burning Passion, look, I've always had him down as a wet tracker, but the money's come. He's been holding his form for Mark Unum on top of the ground, and I think he'll run an honest race, but I really can't see him knocking off these two favoured runners. 7, 3, 2, and 4, Andrew. And if you're playing the big six, just lock in 7 and 3.
7 and 3 for you there. Okay. The T Rose is the next one as we preview this program. And I should mention tomorrow, in this time slot between 10 and 10:30, we'll be previewing Dubbo Cup Day. The big showcase meeting, the prize money and the cup is on tomorrow out of Dubbo, and we'll preview that program between 10 and 10:30 tomorrow. The Kembla Grange preview will be at 11:15 tomorrow morning here on Sky Sports Radio. In the McGrath Estate T-Rose, down the saddlecloth order again, Tulip opened this morning at 3:50, it's now 3:40. Champagne Cuddles has gone 3:50. 3:30, back out to 3:50. Sabah Girl number 5 opened this morning at 16, it's now 12. Alizé has been 6:50 out to 7. I Am Excited's been 8:50 out to 9. Pandemonium's been 9 into 8. And Acume has been 13 into 11. So a few nibbles there. The favourite is Tulip. Who takes it up? Is it going to be Pandemonium?
I hope so, Andrew. I've got her leading from that soft gate. I think Acume will definitely go forward from the wide gate. Elise probably tucks in for a trail, as does Tulip. So, yeah, I think Pandemonium can lead. And I've got her on top. I've gone 9, 10, 1 and 2. She's a big, strong filly. I know Gay Waterhouse had her pegged for the Flight Stakes before she won her Kembla Maiden. So she's had a good opinion of her for a while. She bolted in that day over 1,400. Then up to the mile in benchmark 70 grade. She was too slick again that day for the Smart Augustus. Now she comes back to 1,400, but if she can find the front and control any sort of tempo at any stage, I just can't see them getting past her. She brings a different form line into this, which I always like. The Furious Stakes form, obviously the one the punters have found, but I'm gambling on the 9 Pandemonium to step up to the plate today. To beat the 10 Acume, she basically comes through that early form behind Elise, and then she's put two wins together. She's strong. She's improving. She's from an informed stable in Brad Widdop. She'll go in for the Quinella. The 1 Tulip, keen to see her against the Sydney Fillies this time in. First up, she was unlucky at Moonee Valley. She's obviously got the class, as we saw, as a 2-year-old. But you always want to see them do it again, coming back at 3. And as for number 2, Champagne Cuddles, well, she just can't draw a gate. She's had to go back. Flash home last start in the Furious. She probably should have won that. But I can see a similar thing unfolding today for her. So I've gone 9, 10, 1 and 2, Andrew, and I'm pretty confident Pandemonium will give this a big shake.
Yeah, good value there at this stage. 9, 10, 1 and 2 in the T-Rose, race 5. Race 6, the Colgate Optic White Stakes, the Group 1, formerly the George Main, and this is where we see Winx. Winx time is 3:15. At the moment, with tab fixed odds, Winx has been $1.08 on earlier this week, $1.09 this morning, and now you can get $1.10 Winks. $1.10 Winks. Of the others, Happy Clapper, it opened this morning at 12. It stays there. Has there been any change to any of them? No, there hasn't been. Fox Play opened earlier in the week at 17. It's now 15. But Winks, they're tempting you. Bank insurance, $1.10.
Yes, they are, Andrew. It's better than bank interest, that's for sure. And she's been proving to be as reliable as the banks of late with 19 in a row. I've gone 7, 1, 9 and 8. I'm not going to tip against her and spoil the party. She's overcome difficulties in winning both runs this time back. And I think that's going to have a really extra, more forward than she probably would have been coming into this due to those tough runs. If she can overcome that and win when she's got a little bit of improvement in her, I can't see how they'll turn the tables today when she's really going to be starting to hit her straps third up off a spell. Barrier 1, you can see a few problems if she happened to miss the kick, but look, Huey Bowman just seems to pull the right rein on her all the time, and he's got so much faith in her to get the job done, he can basically make his move whenever he wants. I just can't see any of these beating her today, Andrew. The 1 Happy Clapper, as much as I love him, I can't see him knocking off Winx today. I just think she's too fast over the last 600 for him, but he'll be attacking the line. Fox Play, well, she probably had her chance in the Warwick Stakes if she was ever going to beat the stablemate, but she'll get a lovely run up near the pace again. And heavens above, she's got great second-up stats, and she's an underrated mare, but I just can't see her really knocking off probably the top two or three here. So I went 7, 1, 9, and 8. You could almost play that first four in order, I think.
I understand. And one out in the quaddy, which I know you'll update us on shortly. So 7, 1, 9, and 8 in the Colgate Optic White Stakes. Race 6, Winks time, 3:15. Shorts time is 3:55. What a race this promises to be. Chautauqua comes back. It opened this morning at 3:90. It's now 4:60 with tab fixed odds. Number 2, Red Zalbert, opened at 2:35. It's now into $2.20. So the punters have latched on to one of the leaders, Red Zell. Takedown's been 11 out to 14. Fell Swoop, 10 out to 12. English, 4:20 out to 4:60. Ball of Muscle has gone 14, 13, now back out to 14. And down the bottom, Naita has been 19, 18, and now $16, Naita, number 9. What a race here, the shorts.
Yes, Andrew, it's a bit of an entree, isn't it, for the Everest? And I'm really looking forward to this one because I'm a massive Red Zell fan. And I just want to see how he handles Ball of Muscle today because he won't get his own way in front. Ball of Muscle's got the speed to challenge and perhaps even lead Red Zell, which means Huey Bowman will then probably have to take the trail if he wants to. But obviously, I'll leave it to Huey. He makes the right decisions, and I'm banking he'll do it today. I've gone 2-5-1-9. Last three starts, three victories for Red Zell. He's never gone better. He's running the Concord, coming home in 32.9 for the last 600. Just goes to show how hard he is to get past on these firm tracks. And if we get rain coming into the Everest, he's just as good, if not better, on the soft track. So for me, he's the Everest pick this far out, and I think he'll win the shorts today. He's also got that one run under his belt, which I think will give him the edge over the big dangers, 5 and 1. Number 5, English. She's trialing well. She's working well. She does run well fresh. So she's a definite challenger to Red Zell, but I don't think she's going to have that race fitness in her legs that the favourite will have. And that's a similar story with Chautauqua. As good as he is, he's going to have to spot Red Zell a start. And the times Red Zell's running, I just can't imagine he's going to get over the top of him today at the 1100. Could be a different story over 1200 in the Everest. And number 9, Nieta, Andrew, the horse you said, has been factored a bit of odds. She's good second up. She's got barrier 1, and she did run 3rd behind Red Zell when resuming. So she sneaks in for 4th, but really, it's the 3 Everest horses for me, 2, 5, 1, and 9.
To race 8, the Kingston Town, and with tab fixed odds here, who shot the Barman? 26 into 23. Chicante, number 3, opened at 3.80 today. It's now out to 4.20. Allergic's had a bit of specking, 21 into 15 today. Antonio Giuseppe at $3.80, just second pick behind Lifeless Ordinary. Antonio's been 3.50 out to 3.80. And as I say, down to Lifeless Ordinary, number 11. It opened at 4.20 into 3.70. And Harper's Choice has had some specking. Opened $12 this morning, now $9.50 in the 2,000-metre race here, Paul.
Yeah, look, Harper's Choice, I didn't find a spot for him in the 4, but he was always a horse I was worried about. Speed-wise here, we've got Classic Uniform leading from DIC. Chicante should get the absolute gun run, and Harper's Choice is the other one that can roll forward if they want to. But I can't see a lot of pressure, which is why I stuck with the 3 Chicante. I went 3.11.6.2. His run first up in the Chelmsford was a massive surprise. 80-1 that day, stuck on Gainley, 3rd behind Winks and Red Excitement. That should just be good enough form for this. And then you take into the fact that he won the Doomben Cup on a good track before he went out for that break. He's a Kiwi horse that's really only just starting to hit his straps as a 5-year-old. And with the soft run, he's clearly the horse to beat. I think he's good value, number 3, Chicante. To beat the 11, Lifeless Ordinary, and no surprise punters have found him. His first up run was a slashing effort behind coming through. But then in the Chelmsford, look, he probably had his chance there. He made some late ground, but Chicante had a few lengths on him, and the market seems to have not stuck with that form coming into this. They think Lifeless Ordinary can bounce back, but he'll be giving Chicante a decent start turning for home again here. The 6, Antonio Giuseppe, he's tough, he's solid. Tactically, from a wide gate, there are a few queries. He could go forward, but if they do that, he tends to over-race. So not sure what they'll do with him. And number 2, Libran, if you want an absolute blowout, if the race gets turned up on its head with some funny mid-race moves, I think Libran will be strong late, and he's massive overs. 3 on top, clearly, from 11, 6 and 2.
Righto, Chicante there for Steve Marsh. The last, the tab.com.au, Missile Coda gets Andrew Atkins here. In saddlecloth order, Echo Effect number 2 has been 8 into 7 this morning. Sir Plush, good confident move, 19 into 11. I Thought So, number 5 for David Pfeiffer, 4.20 into 3.80. 8 improvement. D-Day, according to Gary Portelli, needs to show something. 11 this morning, now $9.50. And right down the bottom, Missile Coda. It opened earlier in the week at $5.50. Opened this morning $4.40, and it's now $3.70. Paul?
Yeah, good race to finish off. Plenty of speed. And Missile Coda, the horse you just mentioned, she's a real speedster, and I expect her to cross lead and take a stack of catching. Isa Rich probably takes the trail, and improvement won't be far off. So they should all get their chance. So I've gone 5, 15, 13, and 2. I think the decision to geld, So You Think, a former colt, I Thought So, could prove a really masterstroke for David Pfeiffer and his team of owners. He's always shown so much ability, but he just used to throw it away doing things wrong. He had a Gosford Guineas in the bag, and he threw it away that day, getting beaten a lip by Tribal Wisdom. And then he just did a couple of things wrong in other races, in group company as well. So the fact they've gelded him, he's been trialling up a storm, he's back to a benchmark 84. Today's the day he can stand up, and hopefully they get their money back for what would have been a tough decision to geld a son of So You Think. Number 15, Miss Alcoda, she's just flying. 4 starts, 3 wins, big margins. Trial in between runs was sharp. I think she'll give a great side out in front. And the way the track's playing, you'd almost put her on top if the odd pace has dominated all day. The 13, Rosa Carolina, well, she flashed home first up at Wyong, and she'll strip fitter for the run. She's a real knockout at odds. And number 2, Echo Effect, Andrew, the horse you spoke to me about on Thursday morning. They're going to try and ride him quietly, even though he's wearing the blinkers for the first time. So something a bit unusual. He does tend to run himself into the ground when he's on pace, and he trialled very well ridden quietly. So for him, he's a massive query for me, a must-be your quaddie and your big six. 5, 15, 13 and 2.
All right, they're the tips for every race at Randwick from Paul Joyce. Are you confident with the best bet?
Confident with the best bet. Look, I'm confident with Coming Through. If I had to declare one right now, Andrew, so that was race 4, number 7 Coming Through. The market's well and truly found him by this stage, but he does look to have found the ideal race. So we'll make him the good thing of the day. Obviously, Redville as well, anchoring a few of my all-ups today. So a few shorties in there, but it looks a day they should really be prominent.
Right on. How are you going to play the quaddie?
Well, I'm definitely playing the quaddie, and now that you told me about the Big Six jackpot, I'll also extend into that. But the quaddie, first leg, we've got Winks on its own, number 7. Second leg, we don't have to go too far. It's just the Everest horses, 2, 5, and 1. Third leg, we spread it a little bit, 3, 11, 6, and 2. And we'll go widest in the last with 5, 15, 13, 2, and 12. So for $20, Andrew, you're getting 33.33%. So you get to watch Winks win the first leg, hopefully, and then just sit back and count the numbers as they come in and see how much we win.
Okay, so Dagny's the extra one in the last.
Exactly. Dagny's been trialling well, always a bit underestimated, so we'll have it going for us as well.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, you have a terrific day. First at 12.15, and it's just good racing every race. And Winks' time is 3.15 with the Colgate Optic White Stakes, and then the shorts for the 4 that are guaranteed. They've got their slots in the Everest. Chautauqua, Redzel, Fell Swoop in English up against the others. It'll be a beauty. Good on you, Paul.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Paul Joyce in our preview for Randwick. Just want to spend the last couple of minutes of this half hour to go to Melbourne. Mark Hutter's been, of course, with Dean Lester on earlier, and Mark was telling me that the winds have kicked up. I just thought we'd check out what Flemington's like. Morning to you, Mick Goody again.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well, mate. It's sort of been passing showers. Have you been getting those?
We had 1.2 mil. But I don't think it'll affect the rating. The stewards are coming in half an hour.
Yep.
the wind at the moment is south-southwest.
Right.
And it's blowing at 18 kilometres an hour.
Okay. You can look at that because people might be saying, how does he know it's 18? But you've got all the material there, haven't you?
Yeah, no. Look, if anyone goes to the VRC webpage, they can go in follow the link to the weather station. It'll tell them all day exactly what it's doing at the given second.
Yeah, exactly. It's fantastic. Just with the south-southwesterly, where does that, with, say, the straight racing, where does that come into them?
Probably hits the horses in about the near side eye, so the left eye.
Righto. So it's coming across.
Yeah, across. Yeah. Look, normally south-southwest will favour the inside. When it gets around to the north, that tends to bring the outside right into play.
Yep.
As I said this morning, I expect it to play the inside half, and I expect it to race well.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, you're telling us the afternoon looks to be pretty clear, hopefully.
Yeah, no, the showers have gone through, and hopefully it stays that way, and the weather's picking up next week. So, spring's here.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, thanks a lot, Mick.
No worries, mate.
Good on you, Mick Goody there. So, 1.2 millimetres of rain since around 6 o'clock, but that track rating of a good 4 stays there. Some stewards' updates here for Randwick. We can tell you.